Nun bitten wir Bruder Frank.
Ja, danke schön. Danke schön. Ganz herzlich grüße ich alle in dem teuren Namen.
I greet you all in the name of the Lord. All who are present today. All who are connected on the internet to be with us in this service. We have the possibility now to be heard worldwide in two languages, in German and in English. And we hope that quite a number are tuning in, seeing what God is presently doing. I wish all of you God's blessing for the year 2005, and may it be that year which brings everything for what we are waiting for, that we see God's promises fulfilled, and that no one needs to ask anymore, where is your God? We wish that all are feeling at home, and also that the Lord feels at home in our midst. It was our all prayer that the Lord God, from the very first meeting up to the last one, or up until the Lord returns, that He is in our midst, that we are hearing His word, that we are always getting newly blessed, and that we are brought more and more in line with His word, until the perfect will of our God can take place. Once again, feel at home. We have visit from Finland, from Poland, from the Czech Republic, from Slovakia, from Italy, from Switzerland, from Austria, from France, from Belgium, from the Netherlands, and even from South Africa. We welcome our brethren from Cape Town in a special way. They could actually stand up so that all can see our three brethren from Cape Town. These are our friends from Cape Town. God bless you in our midst. We have also greetings from many brethren to give to you. It always starts with Brother Wallström in Copenhagen, and then it continues via the Far East. We have greetings from Nepal, from India, from the Philippines, from Sri Lanka. We have greetings from all over Africa, from Nairobi, from Johannesburg, from Cape Town. Brother Daniel is greeting all of you, all the friends from the Republic of Congo are greeting you, especially Brother and Dr. Mbie, the father of our beloved brother Jean-Claude Mbie from Brussels. We of course had their wonderful meetings, and if I may just take a brief look back into the year 2004, we have written it in the circular letter at least between 70 and 80,000 people have heard the Word of God within 3 months in the countries of Africa. Large sport stadiums, up to 22,000 people were in the stadiums. And I also remember in Lubumbashi, the government offered me the Mercedes, a state's limousine, a Mercedes, just like in Kinshasa, together with the driver and with the bodyguards of the president. In Lubumbashi, we had 22 policemen who were taking care that everything runs smoothly in the stadium. God is taking care for everything. And in Kinshasa, I didn't hear and see anything of the hotel bill. Staying there at the costs of the state, God is opening doors, God is opening hearts. And who of our brethren was in one of the meetings in the Congo? Please stand up. Who of the brethren? Please stand up who were present. There is one brother. I thought there are more who were present. There is another brother. It was just overwhelming to see in what kind of way the Word of the Lord was bringing forth fruit and what kind of harvest of souls could be brought in. You all know the main point is the salvation of the soul. This is the main thing. And then comes to it that we receive the promises which God gave, that we believe them, and faith leads us into the fulfillment of the promises so that we can have part in what God is doing right now. Let us not live in the past, but in the presence of God and in faith looking into the future. To that, what happened in Southeast Asia, let me read from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21. Luke, chapter 21. And maybe I want to say now that tonight we will also watch a portion of the film of Brother Branham, just the last portion of it, with the healing service, about 25 minutes. We really wish that really all are getting informed about what God promised and what He also did and what He continues to do. Now, to that, what happened? According to my knowledge, at least my ears have heard the word sea quake for the first time. Of earthquakes we have heard. About earthquakes we have read. We have a whole book in the office about all the earthquakes. 1906 in San Francisco and all the other earthquakes with thousands of dead. But sea quake and such kind of tidal waves was not here yet. Maybe it will happen again when the west coast of America breaks off. In Luke, chapter 21, it's written in verse 25, Luke 21, verse 25, And there shall be signs in the sun, and in the moon, and in the stars, and upon the earth distress of nations with perplexity. And out comes the sea and the waves roaring. So the sea and the waves roaring. If we have heard properly, then the waves reached a speed like the airplanes, a speed of a few hundred kilometers per hour, and they caused great damage. And there's a word in Matthew 24 referring to the time of Noah, and they knew not until the time, until the day when the flood took them all away. Before, no one was asking where God is, and afterward, nobody was able anymore to ask, because the people were of course gone. Now, those who are left, they are asking, where was God? Yeah, God was there, where He always is. But why do the people not ask for God before? Most are saying, God does not exist, and all the others, they make their own God. But coming back to this extraordinary sea quake, we can say, I have here at least 4 or 5 emails. No one of our brethren in Thailand, in Sri Lanka, in India suffered any harm. All are in good health. From Hyderabad, this is Andhra Pradesh, from Madras, today's Chennai, then Tamil Nadu, if you heard it in the news, up down to Trivandrum, and this is the Kerala state. Everywhere, the believers were indeed kept safe. And so we thank the Lord for it. And if I then think about that, in that area where the catastrophes were now, just 1 or 2 years ago, I was still preaching there. In Phuket, I was preaching. I was preaching with might. And in Sri Lanka, I was preaching. Not only in Colombo, but up to the north, up to Jaffna, to carry the word of the Lord. And in the same way, also on the east coast of India, everywhere, we were leaving behind traces and marks with the proclamation of the word of God. I have said it some time ago here. Also in the last meetings in March 2004 in India, we had in Madras more than 1,000 people in the service, in the meeting. And on the other side, north of Bombay, we had more than 3,000 people in the meeting. Everywhere, God's people are ready to hear the word of the Lord. And we have a divine message, not the message of a denomination. And therefore, we don't have any hobby horses in our preaching, but we are preaching the whole counsel of our God. And judge for yourself whether it is not being preached in a balanced way. And judge for yourself whether or not our Lord is the center of our preaching. Jesus Christ, the crucified one, the risen one, the one who ascended to heaven, and the one who will return again. And I just say here now, he will return in our time. And here someone perhaps will say, Brother Frank, are you authorized to make such a statement? I read it to you. I've written it into my Bible, what Brother Branham was told. And keep it in your mind. If we mention Brother Branham, then of course not because we just feel like doing it, or because we want to hurt someone's feeling. Please not. Please not. If we mention Paul, then also not just to hurt people. Or if we mention Moses or the prophets or John the Baptist, then of course not to hurt someone's feeling, but to pass on divine information, to say unto the people of God, when God makes history and when he fulfills promises, then he acts supernaturally here on earth. If nothing supernatural happens, then God probably is not even present. Because where he is present, there extraordinary things are taking place. There the supernatural happens. 11th of June 1933, between 14 and 15 hours on that Sunday afternoon, when Brother Branham was about to baptize the 17th person in the Ohio River. Of course, the supernatural light came down, visible for all the people, for more than 4,000 people visible. And out of this light, the voice spoke, as John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so the message which was given to you will be a forerunner to the second coming of Christ. May I conclude from this, that to this message will not follow any other message? This is the last one. The end time message. May I conclude this? Because of that, what was said, this message which was given to you will be a forerunner to the second coming of Christ. And then it was also said, Brother Branham repeats it in the first person, and he says, not that I would be the forerunner, but the message would be the forerunner. Shall I read it once again? So the message which was given to you will be a forerunner to the second coming of Christ. Brothers and sisters, we have believed this, not only because it was said, but because there is a promise in the Word of God, and God has the right to watch over His Word. And when the time is fulfilled, then God does what He promised. And so, we are very, very grateful that the Lord has given us the grace to recognize what he promised, and then to receive what he ordained for us in connection with the realization of the promise, what he has given to us by this, by his grace. That God does not tell somebody what he wants to hear, this we all know. God is holy. His word is holy. And he has the right, as it was promised, to turn the heart of the believers back to the origin, to the faith of the fathers. To this belongs the correction of all that what was introduced into Christianity, but what does not belong to the original doctrine, back to the Word. And this starts with the Godhead. It is just so that we must say it here. If people, for instance, confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God, then they can have totally different views about it. Shall I mention here three or four versions of it? The ones believe that Jesus Christ came into existence when God spoke in the beginning, "Let there be light." Then they just say, this was that moment when the Son came into existence. But the Scripture doesn't say that, and therefore we don't believe it, and we reject it. The others are saying that God the Father has begotten and born the Son in eternity, and they call him the Son of God. For this, there is not one single scripture for it, and therefore we don't believe it. We believe as the Scripture has said. And the others, they believe that God the Father and God the Son then have spoken the Holy Ghost as the third person into existence. And this we also do not believe. We cannot believe it, because there is no Bible for it, and there is no word in the Scripture for it. And if we want to take also a great denomination, which is also known worldwide, and which always made headlines, especially when they carry out their baptisms, they also believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. But their explanation is that the Archangel Michael is Jesus Christ of the New Testament, which means the Son of God. And all these versions which people came up with, we do not believe them. I wouldn't even dream to do it. We believe what the Holy Scripture has said. The Son was promised in the whole of the Old Testament as Savior, as Redeemer, who would come to bruise the head of the serpent. The Son was promised in Isaiah 7, verse 14, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel. Just read it in Matthew 1. Read it in the Gospel of Luke. There it is written, so that it might be fulfilled what God has spoken through the prophet, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son. And if you then read it up even in the three Gospels, Matthew, Luke, And Mark, those who were demon-possessed, they cried out, "We know who you are. You are Jesus, the Son of God." And they were possessed. Brothers and sisters, it is not enough that somebody tells us, he who confesses that Jesus is the Son of God is of God. We need the biblical confession, the true confession. For unto us a son is born, unto us a child is given, and the government is upon his shoulder, and his name is Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. We believe, as the Holy Scripture has said it. And to underline this very clearly, Brother Branham had the task to put the biblical proclamation onto the lampstand. He was swimming against the stream. He had no choice. He was a mouthpiece of God. He could not tell the people what they liked to hear. But as the mouthpiece of God, he had to put the Bible truths anew unto the lampstand to give the calling out call from all the Babylonian confusion and captivity. Because believe me, every false doctrine in all denominations is, of course, like a prison. We have looked at it here recently from the prophet Isaiah 42. It's prisons. People are captive spiritually in those prisons, and all churches are having their certain beliefs and rules and have their creeds. So, before the return of Jesus Christ, the true proclamation had to be put upon the lampstand, so that all who are of God are hearing the voice of God, getting the chance to come back to the Lord, to be sanctified in the word of truth, and to take the washing of water by the word, to wash up everything what does not belong into it, and then to be sanctified in the word. As written in John 17, verse 17, brothers and sisters, with this ministry, with the message which God gave, is the greatest purpose connected which exists in the plan of salvation of our God. The greatest purpose of God is that at the end of the time of grace comes up a bright church without spot and without any wrinkle, united with the bridegroom, united with one another, where no one has his own knowledge and doctrine, but where all were taught by God, having come to the unity of faith and knowledge. We could touch upon many points here. And it's the same with baptism. Even today, people are arguing about how baptism should be administered. And when I saw how they, for instance, baptize in the Coptic church, this is that church in Egypt, just like with us, the state churches exist. So also there are the different directions. And in the Coptic Church, the infant on the eighth day is being put naked into a basin and really dipped under and then taken out again. Because they know that the word baptizo means immersion. And then they think, all right, then we do it with the infant. In difference to those who just sprinkle a few drops of water onto the forehead. But the scripture says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. The immersion comes only afterward. I mean, the baptism takes place after people believed. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing of the word of God. And so, man is being brought in contact with God, being brought back into fellowship with God. At this place, we believe what our Lord has said. Also about this, some literature has to be still published to return to the beginning. But we have, of course, understood by revelation that the name into which one should be baptized is of course the name, not the titles, but the name. You shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. And then we go to Peter, and maybe for those who come from a denomination and who are arguing about whether one should say, I baptize you in the name or into the name. Also about this, I will say something, or even I will write something about it. But he who reads the Holy Scripture, he will of course find out when Peter in Acts chapter 2 says very clearly, and be baptized every one of you in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. And then Paul writes in Romans 6, we all who we were baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death. Then we have both together, the in and the into. Then with the Greek word eis, and it means really in and into at the same time. No hair must be split here. Brothers and sisters, the time has come where we just by the Holy Spirit are going from scripture to scripture. And then we see in what kind of harmony the glorious word of God was written and was left unto us. Then we have what concerns the ministry of Brother Branham, by which God actually wanted to draw the attention of the children of God to that what was to be said by the message. We of course do not admire a man, and we don't glorify any man. We don't preach a man. We are preaching Jesus Christ. But we cannot bypass what God has done. This we may not do. We must believe as the scripture has said. For me, it's perhaps a bit more easy to believe because I witnessed it. I've seen it. And I think here on my last conversation with Brother Branham, I've said it here before once. There was one point when I was reading in the book of Acts with which I couldn't cope with. Maybe since I was 12 years old, when I started to read the Bible through, and I came to the book of Acts, where Paul made a vow and let himself shave his head, paying for the purifying of sins, entering the temple as if he would still be what he was before. He even was paying for his companions. And sometime, when I was again coming to this scripture, I just said, Paul, when I come to heaven, I will ask you just one question I will have. Why you did this? And behold, at the end of the conversation, when Brother Branham told me word by word and was repeating, and he also said, wait with the giving out of the food until you get the rest of it. And then there was a moment of silence. And suddenly the sentence, Brother Frank, about Paul's journey to Jerusalem, you don't have to worry about. I tell you, this one must have experienced. This, on that day, was not in my mind. On that day, I had other things in my heart and also in my mind. I just mentioned this now to say unto you, as I wrote also in the circular letter, I just mentioned there the very little things to show you how God planned and prepared everything beforehand, including all of us into his plan as the time was fulfilled. You can believe me. When I emigrated in March 56, I have torn my passport into pieces and thrown it into the ocean. I never had a thought to return. I even made already the down payment for my house, was driving a nice big Ford with two colors, blue and white. Very nice. Everything was there, what a man could think of. And then came June 1958. I was speaking with Brother Branham at the platform as Maurice Cerullo was saying a few words. And there was a little delay, and we had the conversation, and then Brother Branham said, Brother Frank, you will return to Germany with this message. For me, on one side, a world was breaking down, and on the other side, it fell so deep into my heart that I didn't have even the freedom to make any own choice. But I knew in that moment, this is the command of the Lord, and you must do accordingly. Just be honest. What could I have done from there to carry the revealed word into all the world? God wanted it that way, and he led it that way. And I'm telling you, also you are not here because you wanted to be here, from Kazakhstan, from everywhere, from east and west. God has called us together, and the whole world shall hear it. From all peoples, tongues, and nations, the Lord is calling out his word. The last message is a forerunner to the coming of the Lord. And therefore I believe, out of conviction, that we are the generation, that we must be the generation, we must be the generation which will witness the return of Jesus Christ. I can even refer here to the Holy Scripture. Shall I read it to you? Also, from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 21, because here it is shown to us very clearly, and this personally by our Lord and Redeemer. We have here in Luke 21, we are shown here in verse 24, what would be with Israel, the Jews. I read Luke 21, verse 24. And they shall fall by the edge of the sword, and shall be led away captive into all nations. And Jerusalem shall be trodden down of the Gentiles. And now it comes, until, not forever, but until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. Until the times of the Gentiles be fulfilled. And then we read that what we already started with verse 25, of what all would come upon the face of the earth, about the tidal waves, about the sea and the waves roaring. And we can assume here that that, what happened there in Southeast Asia, I think about 5 degrees above the equator, what impact had it? And here one more point, as we all heard and partly read about it. Brother Hans Keck showed me a newspaper, and there is written, not one single animal perished. The animals were warned, the big elephants, they were running away and were not there where the flood came. No giraffe, all the animals were gone. And some article said even, not even a dead rabbit was found. No dead animal was found. They were all gone. Remember Brother Branham, when he wanted to go to India for the second time, he spoke about a newspaper article when the earthquake happened in India. He said, it was said, the cattle and all what lived in nature, they were getting away to escape the earthquake. Brothers and sisters, the nature has still a connection to Him who created all the nature. Man was separated from God, but he was also reconciled with God. Hallelujah! Praise be unto our God. But here, in Luke 21, we are straight told from verse 34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be weighed down with carousing and drunkenness and cares of this life, so that that day come upon you unawares. For as a snare shall it come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore, and pray always, that ye may receive strength to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. Just wonderful. Maybe also verse 31 in Luke 21, from verse 31. So likewise ye, when ye see these things come to pass, before we read of the sea and the waves roaring, and then we were reading about what all takes place before the return of the Lord. And then our Lord says, so likewise ye, when ye see these things coming to pass, know ye that the kingdom of God is nigh at hand. And then comes the assurance, the promise in verse 32. Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass away till all be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away. Hallelujah! Praise be unto the living God for his wonderful, glorious word. Here is written everything. Now, just a few more thoughts before the film is going to be shown. For this, I would like to read from the Gospel of John. Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 41. John 1, verse 41. He first findeth his own brother Simon, and saith unto him, We have found the Messiah, which is being interpreted the Christ. And he brought him to Jesus, and when Jesus beheld him, he said, Thou art Simon, the son of Jonah. Thou shalt be called Kephas, which is by interpretation a stone. Here we have the first report of what happened when people were meeting our Lord for the first time. He knew their names. He knew who they are. And even the name of the Father. And now comes something very, very important. In verse 46, we read, maybe we read also verse 45. John 1, verse 45. Philip findeth Nathanael and says unto him, We have found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. The main emphasis is here on the statement, we have found him of whom Moses prophesied in the law, of whom the prophets wrote and prophesied. Outwardly, the people were saying he was the son of Joseph. We know that he was the son of God and is the son of God, as the Holy Scripture says it. But here is the earthly view. It's so nice that the Word of God is true in all things. And even nicer, that we can differentiate everything rightly. Who has said what, and who has said what in what connection. And then we have it here, especially in verse 49. Nathanael answered and says unto him, Rabbi, thou art the Son of God, thou art the King of Israel. After our Lord told him, before that Philip called thee, when thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee. Brothers and sisters, you must think of here, all the clergy was against our Lord, warning the people before him, for telling all kinds of things about him. The people needed revelation to recognize who Jesus Christ is. The same it is today. We need the revelation. Without revelation, nothing happens. Everything what comes from God comes through revelation. Because Jesus Christ is the personal revelation of God. He could say, he who sees me sees the Father. I just connect to these two experiences the thought, and I wish that we all see it, that we all see what the purpose of the ministry of Brother Branham was, that the people are coming to the true faith in Jesus Christ, to him who revealed himself to us as Savior, that they can differentiate between that what a religion or church offers or a great evangelist would have to offer, but that they are by the supernatural working of God, that they are led to the Lord by revelation. Through revelation. And then no one can take it from them anymore. It forever remains. Just as it was with the woman at the well in John 4. We have, of course, the story with the woman at the well. And here we have it here. In John chapter 4, in verse 19, the woman saith unto him, Sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet. Lord, I see. She was convinced. And now the question, go and call thy husband. And she knew already, oh, here's somebody. He knows things. He doesn't know me, but he knows things. Go and call the husband. Oh. And she answered, or the Lord said, five husbands you had, and the one whom you have now is not thy husband. Yes. And then came the revelation. Lord, I perceive you are a prophet. If I would today have to formulate it today, with today's knowledge, I would just say, simply say, Lord, I recognize that you are that prophet. A prophet, anybody can be. But the prophet was only one. Only one. Because Moses had said, a prophet like unto me will God raise up from among thy brethren. Deuteronomy 18, from verse 15 to 19. And the most important is here, in verse 25. In John 4, and the woman saith unto him, I know that the Messiah cometh, which is called Christ. When he is come, he will tell us all things. Jesus saith unto her, I that speak unto thee am he. Hallelujah. The same we may witness today. Brother Branham didn't know the people for whom he was praying. But The Lord knows all of us. He knows who we are, where we stay. He knows everything. He knows us by name, as He knew Nathaniel. And when I just say now, for an excuse something, the simplicity of our beloved brother Branham cannot be topped. And when I say here also in this connection, the man was so poor that he couldn't even buy his own suit. Only $100 he got for the whole week, for the family. And when you now see a Brother Branham in a very light suit, then please remember, the suit which hangs down on him was given him as a gift. I myself was sitting with him in the car. The car was also a gift of Brother Argenbright from Los Angeles, California. It was just a man who was lifted off this earth. And sometimes, when I now think on, that no one was actually taking care for him properly, then one even feels a bit sorry about it. I just said this to let you know, when you will see now a simple man with a light suit on, then some kind of crying shame comes upon us, which is hanging down on him. And then, in this simple suit, is a man of God. And when we then maybe also say here, as an explanation, the outward appearance is not important. He who saw John the Baptist, he saw a man who had a camel skin around him and a leather girdle around him. And that's how he came on the scene. All who wanted to mock him, they could mock him. But he was the greatest man of God. That's our Lord said. No one born from women was greater than John the Baptist. And then the completion of the statement, the least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. John, of course, just made the bridge from the Old to the New Testament. He died before our Lord gave his life and blood on the cross of Calvary. And therefore it is written in Luke 16, the law and the prophets were until John. And from that time on, the kingdom of God is preached. And he who was violent pressed into the kingdom of God. The same it is today. Believe me, there are so many hindrances, but if we recognized that God has sent a messenger to prepare the way, to bring us back to the origin, not how he is dressed, it's so important, but as the carrier of the divine word, of the divine message for our time. And then especially what concerns this supernatural gift, you all know what is written in John 5, verse 19 and 20. The Son can do nothing of himself, but what he sees the Father do, the Son doeth likewise. He has seen it. He was a seer. The prophets were seers. They didn't just say something, but they saw it first in a vision, and then came the inspiration to that what was shown them in the vision. And then they could say, thus saith the Lord. That's how it also was with Brother Branham. He was a seer. He saw the person in a vision, and then he received by inspiration what he should say to this person. Brothers and sisters, now we will watch for a few minutes this film, maybe about 20 minutes. Please don't look on your watch. Just look on the Lord, our God. Look on Him and ask God that He will reveal it to you. Not because it is being said here from the front, but because it is written like this in the Word. And because God knows the Holy Scripture which we are reading. He knows it well enough. He's watching over His Word and fulfilled what He promised. Also this thought here. When Brother Branham spoke in his testimonies about his experience, and especially about his commission on the 7th of May 1946, he said, "The angel of the Lord who came to him into his room at around 11 o'clock at night," he was referring to John 1. He was mentioning John chapter 4, that Brother Branham heard these chapters from the angel of the Lord, and the angel explained to him that the same ministry which happened at that time with the Jews and Samaritans, that it would repeat now before the church as the last supernatural sign. And brothers and sisters, that's how actually the beginning of the last revival was, which was at first a healing revival, and then came the teaching points, and afterward came the opening of the seven seals, and afterward came the word of prophecy and was put unto the lampstand. We have indeed all three areas: the evangelistic part, the teaching part, and the prophetic part. We got it revealed from God by grace. And when I say here at this place today that at no time the plan of salvation of our God and the word of the Almighty was so deeply and substantially revealed in every way as it is now in our days. When God said to the prophet Daniel, "Shut up the book and seal it until the end time," we are in the end time. And therefore, we must know these things to have divine orientation. And this God has given to us by His grace. And we thank the Lord for it. Now, just for to each one a consolation, please don't feel to be left out. Feel included. I'm not a prophet, and Brother Rus, I don't think he thinks to be one, or we in the front here. Brother Rus says, unfortunately not, but God can still distribute. We believe it. And he will even do it. But I just wanted to say, the revelation which God gave to all the prophets and apostles, this He has given to us in all its fullness by His grace, and has revealed unto us the whole book from Genesis chapter 1 up to Revelation 22, the last verse. And also by this we recognize that God is faithful, that he didn't leave his people, and that he testified of himself as the same in our generation. The Lord God bless us and be with us. Amen. Let us stand up, sing a few choruses, Only Believe, and then the device is being put up.
I want to ask you something. If what I have said is the truth, if it is the truth, then God's obligated to his word, not to me, but to his word. Is that right? He's obligated to his word. And then he will bring that to pass just exactly the way he said he would do it. And if he does do it, will all of you then in here, if you haven't received Jesus Christ, would you be willing to do it? And you that you're that can see his mercy to others, yeah, he will have mercy to you if you'll just have faith and believe. Just pray and say, Lord, I'm a believer, and I want you to heal me tonight. And God will do it. We have just left Africa recently, where I'm to return again in the next few weeks. Africa, India, Palestine, Germany, and the ministry. And at Durban, South Africa, after about 3 or 4 people had passed through the prayer line and they seen the power of the Holy Spirit moving in the people and seeing what God was doing, 30,000 accepted Jesus as personal Savior in one altar call. Yes. 30,000 at one time. So I believe if we'll take God's word as the rule and go into all the world and preach the gospel came not in word only, but through power and demonstration of the Holy Spirit. So the gospel is demonstrating the power of the Holy Spirit. I went into nations that say, now we don't want missionaries. We know more about it than you do. But the thing we want to see is somebody that's got faith enough to make God's word manifest. That's what they want to see. And that's how they get converted. That's how they find Christ, is because they believe in that manner. And I trust to God with all my heart that there will be many, many here tonight who will find Christ the same to their heart. May the Lord Jesus of Nazareth bless each and every one of you, is my prayer. Now, okay? No man seeks God at any time. God seeks man. Never did a man seek God in all the world. God seeking man. When man first fell in the Garden of Eden, it showed the strain of man. Man hid. God was hunting man. Jesus said, no man can come to me except my Father draws him. It has to be drawn of the Father first. And then I would like to explain something to you. Seeing a vision, how many people in here ever dreamed a dream? Let's see your hand. Well, I guess 2/3 of you. There is true that many people doesn't dream. That's your subconscious, we're taught. Here's your first conscience, here's your subconscious. Now this subconscious is what I'm trying with the Holy Spirit to work on. This first conscience, I might ask this man here, any man alone here, someone, do you believe? Oh, yes, sir. You believe it here, or what about this man down here? He's the one that runs the ship, not the man up in the pilot house. It's the man in the engine room. Sometimes when you go to sleep, you go into this subconscious and you dream. And you dream of things you did when you were here. Then when you wake up, you remember things that you dreamed. You people had dreamed dreams many years ago, you dreamed them, you still remember. Well, there was some part of you somewhere. Isn't that right? Or you wouldn't remember something that you dreamed many years ago. Now the man who sleeps sound, his subconscious is way back. It never gets to him. But a seer, his subconscious is not back there, neither is it here. It's right here. He doesn't go to sleep. He's got his eyes open, and he just sees. Now that, God give that man a place where he could sleep sound and not dream. God gave man the way to dream dreams. I'd say, dream me a dream. You couldn't do it. And then God puts in the church some apostles, prophets, gifts of healing. Is that right? They're all for the perfecting of the church. Paul said, if you all speak with tongues and the unlearned comes in, won't he say you're all mad? But if one prophesies and reveals the secrets of the heart, won't they fall down and say, truly God is with you? Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that the gospel?
Yeah.
Well, wasn't that Jesus Christ yesterday?
Yeah.
Isn't he today?
Yeah.
You can believe him by speaking with tongues.
Yeah.
You can believe him by the Holy Spirit. Then I believe him in the full measure that he is. The same Lord Jesus. He's not dead. He rose from the dead. And here tonight, here at the platform now. And may he bless and help. I've never been in this country before, and as far as I know, there's not a living soul that I can see before me that I know. Very few here on the platform. Brother Bose, I remember him. I've seen the man there next to him. I don't remember his name, but Brother Lindsay, maybe three or four ministers sitting here that I know in the building. But God knows all of you. Is that true? He knows all of you. Now, this lady standing here, God in heaven knows. I've never seen her in my life as I know of. Are we strangers, lady?
Yes, sir.
We are perfect strangers.
Yes.
But God knows her. Now, if Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever, let's change the picture now, what he was yesterday when he was going to find out something about a woman. He said, bring me a drink. She said, why, it's not customary for this to happen, Jews and so forth with the Samaritans. But Jesus, speaking to her a little while, he found just where her trouble was. Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, now, if Jesus has risen from the dead, now, as living in us tonight, a little while, the world sees me no more, yet you shall see me, for I as a personal pronoun, I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. That's the gospel truth. You might not have read it that way or thought of it that way, but that's the way it's written in the Bible. That's your theology might have bypassed it somewhere, but that's the way it's written in the Bible. I will be with you, even in you, to the end of the world. Now, you know I'm waiting for something. That is true. It's the angel of the Lord. That's true. I'm just as helpless as it could be, just like any of the rest of you. And I'm here perhaps with critics sitting here. How many ever seen his picture? A note of my meetings has seen where the scientific taken his picture as a great light. It comes in, you can watch it. Yes, many of you, it's sold, thousands of copies of it's been sold and so forth. The Douglas Studios in Houston, Texas has it, where George J. Lacey, one of the best in the research in America, taking an examine everything to see it was a double exposure or something, and Jesus Christ has vindicated himself as being the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now, of course, I wait for him. Whether he will help me tonight, I do not know. And if I have said anything boastfully or anything that I've said out of the way, may God forgive me. I wouldn't mean to do it. I only mean with humbleness of heart to represent Jesus Christ, who's listening to me now. And may his mercy be here tonight. Being that I've spoke these things, and that being his word, may he come and help us is my prayer. And now, as the organist here somewhere, if he will slowly, please, real low, the song Only Believe, and everybody please be in a mood of prayer, if you will. You don't have to bow your head unless you're asked. Now in the prayer lines, you just coming. If he rebukes you, it'll be the truth. If it is, you must be willing to stand it. In the audience anywhere, if he says, you must know it's not me, it's him. And go make it right. The first thing you can do before you can find a cure, you've got to find the cause before you can find a cure. If you go to a doctor sick and upset and he gives you an aspirin, he's not a good doctor. He's trying to get rid of you. If he's a good doctor, he'll diagnose the case till he finds the trouble and then start working from there. That's the same thing we have to do here. If an evil spirit, if there's unconfessed sin or something or some out of the will of God, you can anoint them all night long and cry and scream and do all you wish to, that demon will stay right there.
That's right.
He has a right to. But that's what you have to watch. God has put a curse on somebody for something, then you come along and take it off. You get in trouble like Moses did. That's right. Peace here. The Holy Spirit. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, I take every person in here under my control for God's glory. Now, I want to talk to you a minute, sister. Your conscience is something's going on, of course. It just now happened. Now, if that is true, let the people see by your uplifted hand. That's right, see. His presence, that's right, see. Now, I'm a stranger to you, never seen you in my life. Now, if the Holy Spirit that I have spoke of Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever, if I have truly witnessed that to the people and declared it to be the truth, and He is the same, then He will reveal to me something to you that would help you to believe Him. If you're here, I don't know what you have need of, whether it's, but He does. Now, if God will permit that, would you accept your healing and or whatever it is you want, finance, or whatever it is you're here to seek Him for, to ask Him about, or domestic troubles, whatever it might be, whatever it is, He'll know, and He'll be able to let me know. Is that right?
Right.
And that would make Him the same as He talked to the woman at the well.
Yes.
Now, I'm only talking to you like He did to contact your spirit, and I see you moving from me. You've had a great crash of some sort. It's
yes.
an accident.
Yes, yes.
And you,
yes.
it was a car wreck.
Yes.
And you were thrown in the air
yes.
like that.
Yes.
And it strained you in somewhere in your neck
yes.
and it's caused a cancer
yes.
to come into your neck. And you're some sort of a teach in the scripture. And you yes. believe that Jesus Christ makes you well?
I do.
Father God, in the name of Thy Son, Jesus Christ, on the authority of God's Word by a dying woman, I ask this evil thing to leave her. Satan, you are exposed. So come out of the woman as the Church of the Living God calls for you to leave in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you.
Now, sister, just a moment. I just want to talk to you. Of course, you know it's gone now.
Oh, yes.
It'll stay that way. See how your throat lifts?
Oh, yes. Praise the
it's
Lord.
It's all gone from her. The garter has left her throat. And she, God bless you. Go on your road now and be thankful, happy, and rejoice. Now, just have faith in the Lord Jesus. Make Him in your center of your thought right now. The Lord Jesus, as you think on these things, while they were thinking on these things, they were one accord. Remember, Jesus the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the same today. Now have faith. Watch this way, audience, and believe with all your heart and give me your undivided attention. Be in prayer. Keep faith in God. Now, I believe this is the lady. Is this the patient?
Yes.
All right, come near, sister. Of course, that won't hurt you now. That's just His presence, see, that you're conscious of. And I, an audience, I'm your brother. This is not psychology. I felt that come into the audience. It isn't. It's Almighty God.
Yes.
See, it's not psychology. No, it isn't. Now, don't do that. Just think of being the Lord Jesus, see, and want a card. Now, sister, I just want to speak with you just a moment. We're strangers, I suppose. But Jesus Christ knows the both of us. And this is our first time meeting on earth. But He knows you, and He's fed you all your life. And He knows me. And if I, your brother, and by His grace, by a divine gift, that I had nothing to do with it coming. When I was born a little baby, the first thing I can remember was a vision. Now, I want you to look this way just a moment. Of course, you're sick. And you're suffering with a condition. It's a dark spirit around you. It's death. And it's in a form of cancer. And the cancer is located on the breast. and you're seeing you're examined by someone strong, and it's a you got a ruptured condition, and the rupture is in the bowels, and you have a stomach trouble also, a severe heart trouble. It calls you fainty. Here a few days ago, you're sitting sideways on the side of a bed and nearly passed out looking towards your window. Are those things the truth?
Yes, it's that all was true.
All true. Or whatever it was, of course, it's gone from me. But what do you think that was that knows your life? Was it Jesus Christ? You accept it to be that?
Yes.
Thank you.
And I believe.
You're willing, you know that something supernatural is here.
Yes.
And if you believe it to be the Lord Jesus, as I have preached it out of the Word, and you believe it to be the Lord Jesus.
Yes, I do.
I know there's a dark spirit of fear hanging at you yet. It's something very serious. Say, I see you. Your name is Eva.
Yes.
And your last name is York.
Yes.
And you live in this city.
Yes, I do.
And your house number is 613 6th Street.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
You're going home to be well.
Oh,
in the name of Jesus Christ, may you go and be made well. God bless you. Just go rejoice and happy. Just have faith. Don't doubt. The Scripture has said, go ye and sin no more unless a worse thing come upon you. Sin is unbelief. Sin is not drinking, smoking, gambling. That's attributes of sin. You do that because you believe not. Jesus said, go and sin or disbelieve no more, or worse things will come upon you. Have faith in God. Believe Him with all your heart. I see the light following that woman yet. That's her just left. It's hanging by a colored person there. Yes, the lady there with that gallbladder and rupture. You believe the Lord Jesus make you well, lady? Sitting there, that white thing around your neck, if you believe it with all your heart, you may raise up and claim your healing and be made well in the name of the Lord Jesus. God bless you. Have faith in God. Dost thou believe? You have a rupture, don't you, sir, sitting out there. Isn't that right? You were sitting there praying, Lord, have that man speak to me. Is that right? If that's right, raise up your hand. Stand up on your feet. Your faith has healed you, brother. Go home. Jesus Christ makes you well. The same Lord Jesus. You don't need to be up here. You need to have faith. Just believe God with all your heart, and you shall have what you ask for. Jesus Christ will grant it to you if you will only believe. But you must have faith. You must believe Him with all your heart, and God will bring it to pass. The patient, excuse me, sir. You believe with all your heart? You do? Now, you're just a bit excited because of the presence of His being standing here. And I believe you're from out of town.
Yes, sir.
You come from a capital too, Richmond,
yep.
Virginia. You have a cancer. It's in your inside of your mouth, on your jaw. Is that right? You want to go home and be well?
That's right.
Accept Jesus as your healer.
Yes, sir.
And in the name of Jesus Christ, may it leave the man. Go away from him. God bless you, sir. For believing, having faith with all. What do you say? I know now that seeing you, you're becoming a young-looking person. Much younger than what you are in my presence. You are suffering with some sort of a headache. And it's come many years ago, about 25 years ago, your headache started. And it's been bothering you ever since. You have been a great believer, and you have prayed for this hour that's standing here now. You have said in prayer to God that if you could only get to me, that if I would pray that your headaches would cease. Those things true?
Everything.
That is true. Now, you heard what said that. That wasn't me. That was just my voice. Was those ever what it was? Is something I remember seeing a young person or something. Was it just the way it was said there?
That's
just the way it was said. Now, you believe that God did it? You believe God did it?
Now, I'm sure.
You're sure that God is here. Just a moment. I see something else. A young woman seems to be standing near you. It's a daughter. And yes, you were just fixing to go on a trip somewhere. You were going to see her. And she's from Indiana. Richmond, Indiana is where she lives. And her husband is a minister. And she has wrote you a letter, something telling you not to come because I was coming here. Is that right? You're healed. You can go on. Yesterday, today, and forever. And now, just have faith and believe. God bless you, dear colored people, shouting. He is always ready to help and to believe, to help the people in need. Just a moment, the lady. Now I see the Holy Spirit standing in the corner. It's over a colored lady. She's looking this way. She has been, and she's praying. She has a growth, and that growth is in her throat. She's got her hand up. You accept your healing, lady? The lady sitting right behind you there, also she has a growth, and it's in her shoulder. Is that right, lady? Both of you stand on your feet right now. The two ladies right there with the growth on the two colored ladies. Jesus Christ healed you both. You can go home and be made well for God's glory. Your faith has healed you. God bless you. It's gone. Have faith in God. Do not disbelieve, but believe that all things are possible to them that does believe. Amen. My, what a faith bank in the building. It looks real milky out over the building. You are certainly in the Spirit of the Lord now. Anything could happen. How do you do, lady? Do you believe me to be God's prophet? A prophet is a preacher. You don't expect me to be of the enemy. You expect me to be of God. Is that the way you accept it? Well, then I can help you. Or he told me if I would get the people to believe me and be sincere when I prayed, that nothing would stand before the prayer. And now it isn't I that helps. It's God that does the healing. I questioned. I said, they won't believe me. He said, there'll be two signs given to you, as was to the prophet Moses. In this the people will believe. And one of them was to reveal the secrets of the hearts of the people to them. Now you're not here for yourself, although you're nervous and run down, but it's been caused by a disease of this child. This child here is suffering. It's been turned down by the doctors to die. It's leukemia. Isn't that right? You've brought the child from out of town. You've traveled, coming from the west, coming east, you have come. You've come from a state that has mountains. It's Pennsylvania. And your city, I believe, is Chambersburg. Isn't that right? Bring the child to me. Little sister dear, the Lord Jesus was here. He'd lay his hands upon you, and death would leave you, and you'd live. Do you believe that I am his servant? Then in his stead, I lay my hands on this child and bless it. And and ask that the demon leave the child and that life comes to the child and it will live and be well. Come out of the child, Satan, by the authority of God's Bible with the divine gift ministered by an angel. I adjure thee to leave the child. Come from me. You leave your demon and get well. God bless you. Turn around, wave to the audience. God bless you. The little girl with tremendous faith, be well. God bless you, honey. Go, you write me a letter. Do you believe me as his prophet, as his servant? Do you believe that God is near in his spirit, and this which is now being done is of the Lord Jesus? Not me. I'm a man. Yeah. If God will let me know what's wrong with you as a vindication, I am his prophet standing here revealing the truth. As he said to the woman, go get your husband. She said, I have none. He said, you have five. She said, I see your prophet. See, I perceive that you're a prophet. Now that same spirit that was on that Son of God, he promised to send it back in the form of the Holy Ghost that would be with us and dwell with us to the end of the world. You believe it? If he can know your troubles now, can he? You got heart trouble. Is that right? Every person with heart trouble, stand to your feet. You can be healed right now, no matter what it is, of the heart trouble. Lord God, thou knowest our strength and how feeble we are and how weak. But Lord, we know how strong you are. And heart trouble is something our doctors cannot do anything by. But Lord, who made the heart? You did. And I now rebuke this demon power that's holding these people with heart trouble. May he come out of every one of them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. God bless you, sister. I just want to say something to you. You feel different now than you felt in a long time, haven't you? So the people know this is a real dark spirit. You had bad stuff when you lay down.
That's right.
And now it's gone from you.
Yes.
You're healed. Yes, sir. You are. All right. Have faith in God, please. Everyone with one accord, have faith. How do you do, sir? All right, us being strangers one to another, but the Lord Jesus knows us both. Is that right? The God of heaven who created the heavens and earth dwelt in Jesus Christ, promised to return again in us. And what he done, we do also. Do you believe me to be his prophet? The reason I say that, the angel of the Lord told me, get the people to believe you. And if they won't believe you, then you'll know the very secrets of their heart, and they'll have to believe it then. But you do believe me. And besides the reason that you do believe me, you are a minister of the gospel yourself. And you're here for a good cause. You're not sick, you're in need, and you want an old-fashioned revival to break in your community. That's what you're praying for. Every one of us wants that. Let's all stand for an old-fashioned revival. Almighty God who created the heavens and earth, I ask now that every demon power in this building will be broke. The power of Jesus Christ be made manifest. Defeated. Satan, I adjure thee in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Come out of the people. Stand up, you crippled people, out of the wheelchairs. Give him praise, every one of them.
Lift your hands and keep praying.
Let us sing once again, Only Believe.
Jesus is real. Jesus is real.
This we have sung by faith. Just would like to say that we are here to believe just the same as they believed there. And God, to experience God in the same way, not only as an object lesson, but that we are shown the same Lord, Jesus Christ, is in our midst. He is present. And should there be some here who have some kind of disease which is incurable, which where really the doctors cannot go any further. I'm not speaking here about a cold or some kind of easy thing, simple thing, which comes and goes. But if someone is in real trouble and his prayer was not answered yet, and praying for healing, and the healing has not yet set in, just have the courage, have the faith to take God at His word. You can confidently say by faith, "Beloved Lord, that what you did there and then was that what you did when you were walking on this earth, and the same you are doing today." We cannot take anything away from it. We cannot pick out what we believe and what we don't want to believe, what we want to receive and what we don't want to receive. We have to receive the whole word of God and to believe it, and then God will confirm it. Please, don't you worry. God has taken the responsibility for it. All the promises of God are yea and amen through Jesus Christ by us. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. Today we don't want to go from here. Two things stood out for us. The one were healings, and the last one was that a biblical revival may break forth in the church. And this we all want, this we all need, a new reviving by the Holy Spirit. Without that you close now your eyes, or without that you bow your heads, you can also look up to our God. How many are here who really are in trouble, also in a bodily trouble, and who need healing? Raise your hands. Yes, there are quite a few. Yes. With God, it doesn't matter how many there are. He's faithful, He's true. And as He did with the first ones, He also must do with the last ones. He cannot make any exception. He cannot do it. We can make exceptions. God cannot. If we come to Him by faith, then He is today obligated to His word, just as then, when He walked on this earth, and when the scripture Isaiah 42 was fulfilled, and whatever was written. The days of the Bible are here again. The same blessings, the gifts of the Holy Spirit, the confirmation, and as we have heard, the word not only came by words alone, but in the power of the Holy Spirit. God proves His power, the resurrection power, which can transform a mortal body into a glorified body, can also heal members, making them whole again. It can happen here and today. We believe and we pray together. And this we are doing now. in faith, and all are praying for all, and believe that God confirms His word. Dear Lord, you ever faithful God, as the whole church, we are coming before your holy presence to thank you today that you have revealed yourself as the same in our time. We are not asking where God is. We say, God is present. God is present to confirm His word, to give healings. Stretch forth thine arm and let signs and wonders happen through your holy servant, Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Dank sei dir! 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 Hallelujah! Es ist geschehen! Die Heilung! Die Heilung!
It has happened! The healing has taken place. Be healed through the power of God in Jesus' holy name.
Hallelujah. 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 Brüder und Schwestern. Brüder und Schwestern.
Brothers and sisters. Precious friends. As out of the blue sky, the thought came to me from the book of Acts, chapter 4. And now I'm asking for your attention. I'm asking for your full attention to recognize why the first church, the early church, was formulating their prayers completely different than as we are, for instance, doing it today. I read it to you from Acts chapter 4, from verse 24. And when they heard that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God who hast made heaven and the earth and the sea and all that is in them. And now it comes. Who by the mouth of thy servant David hast said, why do the heathen rage and the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up and the rulers are gathered together. Now it comes. Against the Lord and against His Christ, His anointed one. Now listen. For of a truth, against thy holy servant Jesus. Here Jesus, as in Isaiah 42, is spoken of as servant. As servant, he was the prophet. Servants were prophets, and prophets were servants of God. I read it again in view of the ministry which we have seen today. I read it again. Verse 27. For if of a truth against thy holy servant Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate with the Gentiles and the people of Israel were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. So, predestination of the divine counsel which came to carrying out and which comes even to fulfillment now. Verse 29, and now, Lord, behold their threatenings. Behold their threatenings and grant unto thy servants. Now the men of God are included as servants because they partake in the ministry. The ministry continues through the ministries in the church. And then it continues. Grant unto thy servants that they with all boldness they may speak thy word by stretching forth thine hand to heal, and that signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy servant Jesus. First, David was the servant through whom God was speaking. And then it was Jesus Christ, the son of David. And then it were the servants of God, like who were appointed in the ministry in the early church by the Lord. It is not our ministry. It's the ministry of the Lord. God serves us. Blessed and praised be the name of the Lord. Revelation is needed to see all this in all its connections. But thanks be to God. Brothers and sisters, if it is written, will the Son of Man find faith when he comes? Then we must take heed to it. We must pay attention. And it's written that the Son of Man will reveal himself. This has all happened. Thanks be unto the living God. It is not all written in one verse and not all in one chapter, but everything is written in one book. All is written in one book. And the Spirit of God leads us into all the details. Oh, blessed and praised be the name of the Lord our God.
Hallelujah. God is gegenwärtig.
God is present. Let us once again thank with all our hearts and with all our souls. Dear Lord, as in the beginning, so also at the end, we pray, stretch forth thine hand. We lay hands on, but you are healing. You are the healer. Hallelujah. Praise be to you. Reach all. Reach all. Have thine own way. Give revelation through thy Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, hallelujah. Preis und Ehre. Preis und Ehre. Halleluja. Halleluja. Oh, der Herr hat sein Volk heimgesucht.
The Lord has visited us. He is in our midst. Everything can happen. Salvation, healing, deliverance.
Halleluja. 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 Oh, geliebter Herr. Oh, geliebter Herr. Halleluja. 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 Soll ich euch noch das Wort?
Shall I read you also the word from the prophet Isaiah? That all might know that it is written thus. Isaiah 42, from verse 1. Behold, my servant, whom I uphold, mine elect, in whom my soul delighteth. Thou art my son, in whom I am well pleased. I've put my spirit upon him. He shall bring forth justice to the Gentiles. Thanks be to God. We could read on and on. A bruised reed shall he not break, and the smoking flax shall he not quench. He shall bring forth justice unto truth. He shall not fail nor be discouraged till he have set justice in the earth, and the isles shall wait for his law. Hallelujah! Blessed and praised be the Lord our God from eternity to eternity. How many have believed and have received the healing? God bless you. We want to hear testimonies, testimonies of what God has done tonight. In the first meeting in this year, may it be so, and may it please the Lord that all meetings will be a blessing for all. I know today are also new people here. The Lord God can speak to everyone. We don't have to give any explanation. When the Lord speaks, it's clear enough for all to whom he has spoken to. And may nobody be here who was not spoken to. And if it was for the first time, may it not be for the last time. As the prophet Isaiah said, if you want to hear more, come again and ask. We are coming over and over again, and God will continue to speak. Please, Brother Rus, say yes, tell us a few words. I think we can only give thanks to the Lord for the great work which he started in our days. We can really say it has become light in the evening time. The true light has come. As in those days, so also in our days. We are thankful to God for it. And we cannot do otherwise but to give glory to him. We give all the glory only to Jesus. That's how we sing it. But not only with words, but in the deed. We give him the honor and the glory. And now we want to sing this chorus. We give all the glory to Jesus. Faithful God, receive the honor, the praise, and the glory, and the adoration once again from our hearts and mouths. May it be with us so, as in those days, Lord, when they heard your word, they were pricked in their hearts and they were asking, what must we do, dear brethren? And then you gave them the answer, Lord, we know what we must do. We have repented, and we time and again repent. We are coming as we are. You know we are weak and wretched, but we trust you, and you will bring us to the end. Blessed be your wonderful name.
Singen wir Halleluja, sei gepriesen. Halleluja.